This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The University of Iowa Labor Center provides education programs and offers research support to labor organizations across the state. The university plans to stop funding the center, so supporters from across the state are speaking out to stop that from happening. Lori Walker is the president of the Steelworkers United 444 at Hennigus Automotive in Keokuk. She says the Labor Center taught her how to do her job better and safer, and she says it gave her the confidence to take a leadership role in a male-dominated field.
When you find something that you know is the right thing to keep going, you can't let people come in and just shut you down unilaterally. You cannot allow that to happen. You can't let your voice be silenced. And you've got to stand up not just for yourself and the people that you work with. You got to stand up for all working people.
Walker was one of about a dozen people to speak in support of the Labor Center during a public hearing in Burlington. Supporters of the Labor Center are holding 7 public hearings across Iowa. They say the university did not seek public input before announcing plans to pull its more than $500,000 in annual funding, so they intend to collect the input themselves. The comments will be compiled and presented to the Board of Regents at an upcoming meeting. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.